And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Actually, Michael is off. Brian Sussman, his friend in San Francisco, proud to be filling in. I do the morning show at KSFO in San Francisco. And by the way, thanks so many of you for listening to our morning show nationwide. Literally, it's because of Michael. Michael has the largest streaming audience of any nationally syndicated host. I mean, just by, not even close, it's by a long shot. He's got the largest streaming audience. A lot of you like to stream him via his flagship station, KSFO, right in the belly of the beast in San Francisco. And thanks to you, our morning show has one of the greatest streaming audiences of any local show in the nation. So thank you very much. It's great to be here as always. Michael will be back tomorrow. That said, let's just set the table with some Michael Savage important stuff for you. First of all, don't forget the Savage Nation website. Just go to michaelsavage.com. I'm on there right now. There are some stories that are blowing my mind, which I'll get to in just a second for you. Also, don't forget that you can pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. It'll be in stores Tuesday. Just go to his website, michaelsavage.com. I'm going to be interviewing Michael about the book tomorrow, so I can't wait. But you can subscribe to the Savage newsletter, follow Mike on Facebook. Also, don't forget Twitter, @ASavageNation, @ASavageNation. So that said, this is just amazing. So many of the pundits who maybe were even hashtag never Trump seem to be coming around. They seem to be coming around. And we even have the former president of Mexico seeming to come around. This is the same guy that cussed Donald Trump out just a few weeks ago. Remember that? I'm not going to pay for your effing wall. Remember that? So we'll be talking about that. I tell you, there's one woman who's probably on her knees every night. I don't know if she believes in God or not, but she's got to be praying to something at this point in time. And I'm talking about Hillary Clinton. Because the only way she's going to escape, in my opinion, is going to be able to escape going to prison is by, one, the Obama administration carrying her water for now, and then, two, she takes the White House and she could just call off the DOJ for good on this. Because it's not looking good for her. We'll get into that on the Savage Nation. I'm really excited about that. London, of course, is... Well, Trump and Savage have something in common, don't they? They're both banned from England. I've never heard of anything like this before. But they're both... You know, Am I correct? I know that Savage is banned. Is Trump still banned? I think he is. I think he's on the ban list. Robert, is that the way you recall it? But anyway, I've seen this story out of London. I'm on michaelsavage.com. It's just an incredible story. London has their first Muslim mayor. Can we call it Londonistan now? This is amazing. I don't know much about him. I hope he's a nominal Muslim. Because it seems that so many of the religious Muslims get caught up in this version of a religion of peace that doesn't seem very peaceful to me. But the number of Muslims, or as Robert Spencer is calling them, Islamists in that country is staggering. 3 million. Entire neighborhoods. Wild what's happening. Oh, but that could never happen here. And the Muslims we get here, they've all been vetted properly, haven't they? These are all the good guys. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. No. These Syrian refugees that are creating havoc throughout Europe, we don't have to worry. We've got it covered. We vet them. We get the nice ones. Right. We get the nice ones. We'll be talking about that on the Savage Nation. VP picks. I heard Savage say this yesterday. You've got all these pundits now essentially telling Donald who he should pick for vice president. Everybody's weighing in. Well, this is the way George W. Bush did it. This is the way George H.W. Bush did it. And this is the way. Yeah, listen, Trump is doing it the way nobody's done it before. This guy's gut is very special. I think he'll be okay when it comes to selecting the proper nominee. I'm sure we're going to be A-okay on that front. And by the way, I'm just telling you, I can't wait, because you saw the way he picked apart the field that was running against him. And some people said it wasn't fair. He was smearing this guy and smearing that guy and Little Marco and Lion Ted and this, that, and the other. Okay, now, that was then, this is now. Can you wait for him to be able to start going after Hillary? Oh, my gosh. With her list of scandals? This is going to be fun. I mean, every day it's going to be fun to prepare for the show. This is why, I mean, you could, I'm just, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking of how the Clintons turned the IRS into a Gestapo. Okay, if that doesn't get you going, how about all the time she had to cover Bill's dirty deeds? How about looting the White House? Okay, that's all on the record. I mean, she was stealing stuff from the White House on the way out the door. That's all on the record. The FBI files they had on their GOP enemies. Heck, he could probably even go into Vince Foster's death, although people will say, well, that's all. Guess what? It seems to me, as we've been watching Trump for these many months now, if there's a scintilla of truth, he'll throw it out there to get you off your game. I perceive Trump this way, and maybe some of you, and by the way, the phone number, I haven't given it to you. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. He's playing the game like no one else. I liken it to perhaps sports, because I watch these guys in football games and basketball games, and they're trash talking each other. You'll have a wide receiver and a defensive back lined up against each other in a game. You suck. You're weak. You can't catch. I mean, they might be talking to the MVP of the league. You're weak. You suck. You can't catch. They'll say things about their mother, this back and forth. None of it true, maybe a scintilla of truth, whatever. Exaggerated. Doesn't matter. They're trying to get in each other's head. And then at the end of the day, they shake hands and walk off the field. I kind of perceive that's how Trump is looking at this entire contest, especially on the GOP side. Because now he's actually saying nice things about his opponents that he was just absolutely picking apart like the Thanksgiving turkey days ago. So it was all about winning as far as he's concerned. Fair, not fair, political, not political. Guess what? It's working. He's not a political guy. He's just a guy who obviously wanted to win. Now, I have to tell you, I'm on Michael Savage's website right now. There is a story here, and you've got to see this for yourself. So we just had a Navy SEAL, of course, die fighting ISIS. The Navy SEAL was killed this week. It was Kurdish troops with U.S. Special Forces fighting ISIS. And now video has been released of all of this. The Kurds had some video that they released to The Guardian in the U.K. And in this video, you're actually hearing some of our Special Forces on the ground saying, I don't have a gun. You what? I don't have a gun. Then you're hearing them talk about the fact they don't have enough ammo. What in the heck is happening here? We're sending our guys into a war zone not prepared to fight? Are you kidding me? And then Josh Earnest, the guy that just, how he sleeps at night, given the lies he tells every day. So listen to this one. This is the president's spokesperson. He says, our men and women on the ground, we have women on the ground there too? We have women in combat zones now fighting? Our men and women on the ground in Iraq do not have a combat mission, but they do have a dangerous mission to operate in a dangerous country. So once again, we're sending guys out into the field without a mission. They don't have a combat mission, but they do have a dangerous mission. What's the dangerous mission? Do they even know what it is? And we're sending them into harm's way without the equipment that they're trained to use to kill and destroy? And then you've got U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and you'll hear from him in just a little bit, describing Charles Keating, that's the Navy SEAL, describing Keating's death as a combat death, even though Josh Earnest says, we're not doing combat. What? This is sickening. This is the kind of stuff I'm convinced that over a period of time, Donald Trump has been watching. Because from everything I can gather, he's a voracious... He really likes to watch the news. He probably likes to read the newspapers as well, but I know he likes to watch the news. And there were probably a period of conversations over time, and one of them had to be, gosh, look at these ISIS guys. They're chopping people's heads off. They're crucifying people. They're kidnapping people. They're raping them. They're taking children. Why in the world would the most powerful military in the world were letting this happen? Or like this thing. I mean, a Trump would have to look at this and say, and we're sending special forces into battle, telling them it's a non-battle, and not even allowing them to be properly armed? This is crazy. Or another conversation I'm sure he had. Another conversation. All of these people coming across the border. Look at them. Some of them are doing this and do it rapists, right? The murders. DUIs. ISIS. Well, we've got terrorists. We've got MS-13. We got drug dealers. At some point in time, I'm sure he said, why can't we build a wall? We build all sorts of other stuff. I build towers. You're telling me we can't build a wall? So that's another separate conversation. And then he looks around and sees all the people out of work, unemployed, can't get jobs. He's looking at the real unemployment data, the U6 data, as they like to call it, which is not 5%. It's much, much higher. And he's saying, why can't we have more jobs in this country? Just a series of conversations. And then this one. Why are we sending our guys into harm's way ill-prepared, unarmed? This is absolutely incredible. Or another conversation. Another conversation would be this. Look at all these schleppers, these politicians. Look at these people. You know, that's the problem. We have these problems in America because of them. They're politicians, and anybody can buy them off. I've been buying them off for years. Somebody has to do something. My guess is those are the kind of conversations that took place over a period of time that have gotten us to this place in our nation's history. And Hillary's got to be shaking in her pantsuit right now. I'm just telling you. And that's kind of an odd sight to think of. So with that in mind, phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Absolutely thrilled to be here behind the big mic for Mike, who, of course, is flagship ship station KSFO in San Francisco. I look forward to speaking to Michael on the air tomorrow on my morning program about his new book, and I highly recommend you pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. It'll be in stores Tuesday. So let's go ahead and talk about a real interesting turnaround, right? This was another one of those, boy, Trump really stepped in it this time moments, but not really. You know, he's been talking about the wall every time he has an event. And now I guess he doesn't have to have any more events. But whether it was 10,000 people or 30,000 people, the biggest reaction, the biggest applause line was when he talked about the wall. And he would go through this each and every time. You've heard the clips yourself where he says, we're going to build a wall. It's going to be a beautiful wall. There's going to be a door in it. And they're going to pay for it. Hey! Crowd goes crazy. And then you'll remember former Mexican President Vicente Fox gets on the tube and says this to Donald Trump. Take a listen.
I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
We're not going to pay for that blanking wall. So now what does the Fox say?
And yes, yes, I'm humble enough, as leaders should be, compassionate leader. If I offended you, I'm sorry. But what about the other way around?
See, this is going to be interesting, folks. Yeah. they realize it's serious now, and I believe Vicente Fox realizes that Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. So, all right, let's sit down and talk, okay? You offended me. I'm saying I'm sorry for offending you. Come on, let's have a little discussion. This is going to be very, very interesting because, listen, I'm in the Silicon Valley. That's where I'm broadcasting from, the Silicon Valley. And in this valley, it's all about deals. Everything is a deal. Everything in life is a negotiation. Seriously. I mean, if you're married, that was a negotiation. Hello? Everything in life is a negotiation. There's deal-making going on. As opposed to political favors, there's deal-making going on. I'm excited. I think this could be very good for us. I think and I hope and I pray this will be very good for us. Let's go to Jim, WABC. Jim, thanks for calling the Savage Nation, and you, sir, are on the air.
Thank you, Brian. I really, really appreciate it. Two quick points. I hope when Trump debates Hillary, he brings up two things. First, he tells her, hey, listen, I contributed to your husband's campaign, and I contributed to your campaign. Why? Because you're a politician. Why? What's the problem with that? Politicians can be bought. They don't care about the people's values. All they care about is filling their pockets and taking money from super PACs to promote their agenda. I hope he puts that in her face. I want to hear her answer that. Secondly, real quick, I hope Donald Trump also brings up the fact, that with all the infidelities that Mr. Clinton has, you know, that is brought up because that goes through an integrity issue. She destroyed these women's character and protected her husband, and nothing ever gets said about that.
I'm with you, Jim. Jim, that's going to be a delight when Trump finally plays that card, especially the first card. I bought you a long time ago, Mrs. C. Brian Sussman filling in on this. The Savage Nation. Brian Sussman, out here on the left coast, filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Mike's off today, but back tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow I'm really excited because I'm going to be interviewing Michael regarding his new book, Teddy and Me. This will be in my morning program at KSFO. The book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. I have had the honor of meeting Teddy up close and personal. It's one of the coolest little dogs. Yes, and Michael is the service human. No, he actually tastes the food for Teddy before Teddy even eats it. It's pretty fun to see the two of them together. Don't forget Twitter, A Savage Nation. Don't forget michaelsavage.com, the website loaded with wild content. And then there's the Savage newsletter. In fact, if you subscribe to the Savage newsletter, just go to michaelsavage.com. It's real easy to do. You are going to read what Dr. Savage said yesterday on his program. Of course, yesterday's program, well, that was the first time Michael was able to get to the mic regarding the fact that Cruz had dropped out. By that time, Kasich had dropped out as well. So Trump, the presumptive nominee. Here's what Mike said yesterday.
There's a revolution going on in America. You are the revolution. The Savage Nation is the revolution that just happened in this country. Attention China. Attention Mexico. Attention Japan. Attention Europe. We are the reason Donald Trump just won the primary. Nobody else. So pay close attention to this show going forward, and you're liable to hear the real voices of America as opposed to the fakers on television like Wolf Blitzer and the others whose names I don't remember. They are not America. They are not the white men who voted for Trump. It's not Jake Tapper who voted for Donald Trump. It's the out-of-work factory worker in Indiana who voted for Donald Trump. The poor guy who was disenfranchised from his own nation by the imposter in the White House. And I cannot understand how these people don't get it yet. They keep talking about the Trump this and the Trump that, and they don't dare say one bad word about the imposter in the White House. They don't dare say one word about what he has done and is doing to the poor white man in this country, which would explain in great part why Donald Trump just triumphed. They won't connect the dots to Obama because the minute their brain even goes there, they shut it off. They are so brainwashed with fear that they won't even make the obvious connections. They'll talk about Trump and Hillary and Bernie and this, but when have you seen any connection to Obama's policies as they relate to Trump's triumph? I've seen it nowhere. No one has said it's Obama's policies that led to Trump's triumph. Nobody has said that, but I just did. And make a note of it. Because he is the reason Trump just won, and Obama is the reason that Trump will beat Hillary. Mark it down. Make a note of it. Make a note of it. The 4th of May in the year 2016.
So that was Michael Savage yesterday on May 4th. And may the 4th be with us all. Today, of course, is the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. But you can get that, a transcript of that, by subscribing to the Savage newsletter. So go to michaelsavage.com. Okay, right along these lines. What is Trump talking about? He's make America great again. Make America great again. And when you listen to him, you heard that policy, foreign policy speech that he had a couple weeks ago. He talks about putting America first. America first. Guess what? There's a poll out today. Pew Research poll. Most Americans agree. America first. We should put America and its problems before all the other nations of the world. Only 37% disagreed. It's a brand new survey. See, the tide is turning, and now we have someone who's going to be talking the talk that we're all talking behind the scenes. When you're having a cup of coffee, or when you're having a beer, a glass of wine, or whatever you do. We all say this. You know, I'm looking around the world, all this money we're throwing around here, what's it go to? It goes into the hands of dictators and bad guys and thugs and strong men. And I like the idea of others paying their fair share. In fact, let's go to clip one. Here's Trump saying once again, countries have to pay our military bills. I like this. Apparently, most Americans do as well. Clip one.
When I make speeches, I say we protect Germany, we protect Japan, we protect South Korea. You know, many, many people, sophisticated people in the audience, they didn't even know that. They have to help us. We don't get reimbursed for what this massive amount of work and energy and weaponry, what it's costing.
That's right. That's Donald Trump. Now, here's Zach. Zach is calling from Alabama, WVNN. Zach, how you doing? You just heard Dr. Savage from yesterday. He's talking about the revolution. He's saying we are the revolution. Thanks for checking in. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. And I agree. A lot of people complain about Trump, saying that he is the lesser of two evils and things like that. The thing is, you know, they say, oh, he's pro-gun control. He supported an assault weapons ban. And, yeah, that might be the case. He did at one point. He changed his mind, okay? I will say this. A lot of people say he's not a politician. He is, because, honestly, not too different from Hillary Clinton, he's willing to go along with what the public wants. He's gotten to the position he's at now because he's willing to go out and stand up for things that he knows the public will stand for, like the wall,
like ISIS.
Military, yeah, going after ISIS, things like that. You know,
he's
willing to do things.
These are populist issues that we're all just sick of, under our breath, even many who vote Democrat, time and time again, they're against it. That's why you have a large number of Democrats who are saying, I'm done with my party. They left me a long time ago. I like this guy Trump. I have so many people in the San Francisco Bay Area calling my show saying the exact same thing, Zach.
Exactly. There's several people I heard yesterday on Mr. Savage's show who said the same thing. I was a lifelong Democrat. I voted for Obama twice. But you know what? I'm going to vote for Trump because I listen to you. I realize this is what our country needs right now. He might not be a perfect figure to put out there. I mean, I'll be honest. I was a Rand Paul supporter. You know, I like the Pauls. I think there's some good folks. They've got good ideas.
They've got some great ideas, yes.
But you know, Trump is going to be the one who gets it over the top this time around.
I think so. I think he's going to put it right over the top. He'll slam dunk right into that basketball ring. Hey, Zach, thanks for calling on the Savage Nation. Okay, it's just amazing it's not amazing. It's just, this is how quickly things turn. Let me just give you one more, and then I'll get to another caller. I can't pronounce this guy's name. I just know he's a wealthy energy investor who started his own Ted Cruz PAC. Toby Neugebauer? I think that's how you pronounce it. He deposited $10 million of his own money into a PAC for Cruz. He spent $1 million. I'm sure he was getting ready to spend more. Now, I don't know if he was a never Trump guy, but obviously he put a lot of money up for Cruz. Cruz bows out yesterday, and the next thing you know, I'm reading in USA Today, he says, today I'm a Trump supporter. I'm excited about the voters he turned up. And now, his money that was going to go to Cruz is going to Trump. There you go. George is calling from North Carolina, WFNC. George, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
And thank you, Brian, for taking my call. I'm a black pastor and also a retired military veteran of the Korean War and Vietnam. I'm also a native New Yorker. Calling in, I sent a support to Donald Trump and got a letter back from him in October. If he thinks the liberals have an idea, the Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton crowd, they think that all black people are stupid. But I'm here to tell you that this black retired military veteran who loves his country is going to vote for Donald Trump, who will help to bring America and make America great again. I have an organization called Save America First, and that started long before Donald Trump decided that he was going to run. And I believe that our nation can have revival. I'm the black minister that Ronald Reagan had a dialogue with in the White House September 30th, 1987. And wow. Let me tell you what these snakes did. They edited the comments of the President of the United States because they did not want the people of the United States to know what Ronald Reagan said to me September 30th, 1987, in the executive office building at the White House. President Reagan said, I go into the Lincoln bedroom and pray. And they edited that out.
Wow.
He said I couldn't run this country without prayer, and they edited that out. They even edited my words that I said to the president September 30th, 87. Donald Trump is right. We're dealing with a bunch of snakes who are trying to change the face of this country. And I
now, Pastor, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, my question is, the media is shocked. How many evangelicals have given support to Donald Trump? You're a case in point. You're a pastor. You're a pastor who's supporting this man. What is the media missing here?
They're missing the fact that we have realized that silent majority that Jerry Falwell used to speak about is really coming alive and gathering around Donald Trump because I think he has a Reagan-like appearance. And I think he has, excuse the expression, I think he has the gonads to stand up to the establishment that are just smug and taking money and business as usual and tearing up Washington. I know something about this because when I worked for Reagan Bush during his second term, the minute I mentioned some social issues that the liberals didn't like, they dropped me like a hot potato. They don't want me to have to...
George, I've seen that same thing. And listen, Brother George, I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for calling WFNC North Carolina. You just heard the man, Vietnam vet, black, pastor. Well, in descending order, American, okay? He's an American, obviously probably a husband, father, pastor, right? And he just happens to be black as well. I've seen the same thing. I've heard the stories. I've seen it with my own eyes, in fact, as I think about it, talking with people from past Republican administrations. And I've always been, I mean, there are certain things about my conservatism that are social, you know, having to do with things like, marriage and life. And I remember talking to people in political circles, senators, congressmen sometimes, and people who worked in the Bush administration, and bringing up these issues, and you could see them roll their eyes. It was almost as if they're going, oh, my God, another one of those. Oh, boy. Okay. But obviously, people are looking at Trump and perceiving something different. Maybe we could say what a pastor once told me. Donald Trump, you know, I don't know where he is in terms of the God thing. And I'm certainly not going to judge him on whether he's going to heaven or hell. I don't know where he is. But I do know that he has been listening to Christian pastors, including many black pastors who he's invited into Trump Tower to pray for him, believe it or not. And I'm recalling a pastor who once told me, God uses who he chooses. Maybe this is our man at this time in our nation's history. At any rate, Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. We're taking your calls, of course. Phone number? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage. He's back tomorrow. Okay, people are saying, of course, well, Trump will never get the Latino vote. He'll never get the Hispanic vote. He'll never get the black vote. He'll never get the women's vote. You watch. You watch. I'm on Trump's Twitter feed right now. In fact, we just had a black pastor and former and a Vietnam vet call in, telling us why all those pundits are wrong. I've got somebody else on the line we'll get to. Here's Trump on his Twitter feed right now. Happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in the Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics. that's just so Trump. And then he's eating this, what looks to be a pretty good taco bowl. Pretty good taco bowl. Sheldon is out here on the left coast listening on KSFO. Sheldon, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm a black American. I'm also a Trump supporter. And there is a revolution going on. The revolution is we are tired of being lied to. Trump is telling the truth. He's a really good person. It really annoys me when comedians like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy from The View try to think they speak for America. They don't speak for America. They just try to overstate their opinion and say things that people don't really, deep down, you know it's not the truth.
And you know, the other thing, Sheldon, when I think about, you have, because of our immigration policies, which are insane, look at all the jobs that those in the black community, where unemployment is through the roof, those are jobs being taken away by people who are here, in many cases, illegally.
No illegal alien that's here. And he has a job at a fancy hotel. And I thought he was legal. He told me, no, I'm illegal. He's scared to death of Trump being nominated because he is illegal. And I always thought he was illegal. He told me, admitted to me last week that he was an illegal alien. And he has a nice job at a fancy hotel.
Wow. Wow. Well, this is what I'm talking about. And you know, Sheldon, as we know, it's not just those coming over here to get jobs. It's those coming over here to do the crime and do the dastardly deeds that scare all of us. And that's why the wall resonates with people. And it's not a wall to keep people in. It's a wall to keep people out. And as Mr. Trump continues to remind us, it will have a door in it. And they will pay for it. And now former Mexican President Vicente Fox is saying, oh, yeah, listen, we need to talk about this. And if you didn't hear that part of the story, you will in the next hour because there's more to come. It is an absolute pleasure, as you know, to be behind this microphone on The Savage Nation. Don't forget michaelsavage.com. We'll talk about some of those stories upcoming. This is The Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
No, not Savage. It's Michael's friend Brian Sussman here, out on the left coast, broadcasting from Michael Savage's flagship station, KSFO. You know, that borders language culture phrase, which is, of course, the title of this broadcast. I remember Savage using that over 20 years ago when he was a local host. I mean, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Borders, language, culture, and now we finally have the opportunity to have a president who acknowledges those three pillars as being key to the health and welfare of this nation. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Now, 855-400-7282, that's the number, 855-400-SAVAGE. MichaelSavage.com for all the news and headlines. You can also subscribe to the Savage newsletter there. And don't forget, pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. It's in stores Tuesday. I'll be talking to Michael about the book on my morning show in San Francisco tomorrow. Can't wait. And Savage will be back behind this microphone tomorrow as well. On, I think it was Monday, I was reading one of my favorite websites, WorldNet Daily, and they did a piece with Michael regarding something he had said on the radio. And I've got the piece before me. Obama will sabotage the economy on the way out. If Donald Trump wins the Republican nomination and defeats Hillary, which he will, so he has and he will. I mean, he is the nominee, and he will defeat Hillary. And Savage said, if Trump wins, and I think he will be an economic crash. The reason is not because of his policies, but because of what Obama will do on the way out the door. I believe it. And I believe there's even more to this. Because think about this. Ash Carter is our defense secretary. Now, there's one thing I've done a lot of research on all the candidates. Now there's only one man standing, it's Donald Trump. I've tried to read as much about all these guys as I could. Going forward. To this point, just to get to know these guys. What are they like behind the scenes? What have they done in their life? What kind of resume did they have? And with Trump, one thing's for sure. He employs best business practices. In other words, you look at his enterprise and he finds the best people for the job. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female or this color or that color or if you have three eyes. It doesn't matter, or three ears for them. It doesn't matter. He just tries to get the best people for the job, and he seems to do a pretty good job of it. Think of it. He's got all these business entities around the world. And yet for 14 years, he was able to be on The Apprentice. Where does he get the time for that? It's because he had good people running the show, his other operations as well as the show. So, and then he finds the time to go out there and run for president, which sucks up all of his time, and yet all of his other enterprises continue to go nicely. How does he do that? He hires the best people, as opposed to Obama and other politicians. They hire politicians. They hire bureaucrats. Just, you know, it's like, I mean, look no further than our Secretary of State. I mean, here's a guy, John Kerry. Okay, he had, I think it's the only time he worked in the private sector, he had, if I recall correctly, he had a sandwich shop, like in college or something. Okay, so he made sandwiches. Oh, whoop-de-doo. Not to denigrate anybody making sandwiches, but, okay, he made sandwiches. Then I think he became a public defender or a DA. Okay, that's admirable. How long did that last? And then he just went right into politics. But my point is, it's one of these deals. He stuck around. He hung out. And by the way, he made all of his wealth marrying wealthy women. Therese Hines, Kerry, and, you know, the one before that. So he makes all his money by marrying wealthy women. He lives the lifestyle of a playboy. He loves all these fanciful pursuits like, you know, windsurfing and riding $10,000 bicycles dressed like a praying mantis. Nothing against you guys who ride bikes. But you know what I'm saying? Even when he goes overseas, you know, he has to bring the bike brigade and he wears the little fancy outfit and he has to take time for his two-hour bike rides. He's an elitist. He's a total elitist. What does he know about foreign policy? He got that gig because, well, John, you know, you've been a loyal apparatchik all these years. You've worked your way up. You did admirable time in the Senate. You tried to run for president. You carried the torch well, but at the end of the day, you were screwed by those rednecks in the military who had to make all sorts of claims about your military service. So just for that, we're going to make you Secretary of State. Or just like Joe Biden. Joe Biden, why is he vice president? Why did Barack Obama? Well, it's time for Uncle Joe. He's been around a long time. He deserves it. You don't deserve the vice president. You don't deserve Secretary of State. You don't deserve any of these things. We should be getting the right person for the job. Look at the Obama administration. How many appointees are there because of the color of their skin or because they're women? Or because they might be bending genders? I'm just saying. That's not how you do business. In the business world, why do we allow this to happen in the political world? Our government. That's why it's in shambles. It's a mess because of this. So where am I going with this? Well, another guy, case in point, Defense Secretary Ash Carter. This guy's never worn a uniform. It's, to me, a disgusting slap in the face to our military that the guy at the top of the heap isn't one of them. That's not best business practices. That's stupidity. So that said, we just talked about Obama wrecking the economy on the way out the door. So Trump can try fix it, make the Republicans look bad. It's like a human wrecking ball. Now you got Defense Secretary Ash Carter. He used a U.S. military changing of the guard ceremony to blast Russian aggression in Europe. It's a changing of the guard ceremony. And he starts ripping into the Russians. Now, again, the Russians have been doing some weird things. The intervention in eastern Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea, the intimidation of the Baltic neighbors. I get all that. These are not good things. But you're going to hear a soundbite here, and I'm just kind of wondering, is this the next thing that they're going to try sabotage? Just really ruin relationships big time with Russia? Like, okay, Trump, take care of this. Take care of this. Take a listen to this audio. Robert, if you could play it, please.
Moscow's nuclear saber rattling raises troubling questions about Russia's leaders' commitments to strategic stability, their respect for norms against the use of nuclear weapons, and whether they respect the profound caution that nuclear age leaders showed with regard to the brandishing of nuclear weapons. In response, the United States is taking a strong and balanced approach to address Russia's aggression. We're strengthening our capabilities, our posture, our investments, our plans, and our allies and partners, all without closing the door to working with Russia where our interests align. And we will continue to make clear that Russia's aggressive actions only serve to further its isolation and unite our alliance.
So again, he's accusing Russia of nuclear saber rattling. You know, if you want to accuse somebody of nuclear saber rattling, look at North Korea. You want to accuse someone of nuclear saber rattling, let's talk about Iran. What kind of a crappy deal was that? So is it possible that the Obama administration is trying to sabotage our relationship with Russia right now and other allies before a President Trump can take over? And the other question, why is the Obama administration and their minions continuing to ignore the real threat to America, ISIS? Speaking of Ash Carter, why do we send our best and bravest in terms of special ops into a combat zone without arms? This is what's happened. This is the Navy SEAL. There's video now. Just go to michaelsavage.com. The Navy SEAL killed. There's video. These guys are hunkering down, taking shots from ISIS, saying, hey, I need a gun. What? I thought there was a deal in the military where you never, never, ever, ever are found, certainly on a battlefield, without a gun. We're sending these guys into battle situations. Oh, but it's not a battle situation, we were told today. No, no, no. It's a dangerous mission, but it's not a combat mission. And yet Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that the Navy SEAL killed in action was killed in combat. So how can you tell me he was killed in combat when Josh Earnest is telling me, no, it's not a combat mission. This is a defense mission. And why are these guys without arms? What is happening here? 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Just some comments and questions that we're throwing out here. John McCain. Remember when Trump said, yeah, I like military guys who aren't caught, or whatever he said. People thought he would never outlive this. I'm not much of a John McCain fan, quite frankly. I understand what he went through, and I get all that, and how these guys ever made it through that, I don't know. But that said, I think he's a punk. I think he's everything wrong with Congress, John McCain. And he's had some things to say about Trump now. He thinks Trump's going to damage his re-election hopes. He thinks that it's going to drag the down-ballot ticket. So in other words, people are going to vote for Trump. They see all these other Republicans. They're not going to want to vote for them. I think he's wrong. Here's what McCain had to say. Take a listen to this.
And no doubt that if it's Donald Trump at the top of the ticket here in Arizona, with over 30% of the vote being Hispanic vote, I have no doubt that this may be the race of my life.
You know, I hope that there's a good-hearted conservative guy going up against him that maybe we'll vote for instead of McCain. So the race of his life. I don't think it's going to work that way. You know, in fact, I'm seeing something on my personal Twitter feed right now that is shocking. You ready for this? You ready for a shock in terms of the number of Democrats who have voted thus far in the primary versus the number of Republicans? Tell you what, we'll talk about that next. Plus, we'll take your calls. It's the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
It's the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. He's back tomorrow. MichaelSavage.com for news and headlines. So here we are with Hillary in trouble. Voter enthusiasm. I'm on my Twitter feed, and this, you've heard how to this point in the primary, Donald Trump had more votes than anybody in history. They're going back. No one's gotten this kind of turnout. A lot of voter enthusiasm on the Republican side, not so much on the Democrat side, sans the Bernie people. The Bernie people are enthusiastic. And I don't believe, I do believe that a lot of those Bernie people, I don't know what the percentage might be, but it's going to be a significant percentage who will not vote for Hillary. They just won't. These are young people who have never paid attention, young people who have never voted, young people who see Bernie as their hope. They've got the college debt they want it paid for. They've got their college degree. They can't get a job. They see Bernie as the savior. They were all in for Bernie. They've invested time. They've invested money. They're in for Bernie. And Bernie keeps saying the system's rigged. Guess what? It is rigged. And they're about to feel it. They're not going to vote for Hillary. They see her as the problem. They see her as the enemy. Voter enthusiasm was not good in the primaries for Democrats. It's going to be even worse now that, well, Hillary's going to be the nominee. It's going to be worse. Case in point, total primary votes received so far, a little over 25 million Republicans voted. Total Republican votes, 25.3 million. Total Democrat votes, 21.9. Let's make it 22 million. 25 versus 22 million. So there you go, folks. Trump's in it to win it, and he's going to win it. And this kind of stuff's going to dog Hillary, because you can darn well bet you, Crooked Hillary, that's what he's going to label her, Crooked Hillary. And we have that federal judge yesterday ordering Crooked Hillary's top aides to answer questions about her secret email server. Uma is going to be there. Cheryl Mills, that Brian Pagliano guy that maintained the server, they're all going to be talking in interviews with Judicial Watch. Also under scrutiny are emails Uma Abedin sent from her own account on Hillary Clinton's server. Now, this is important, and we need to develop this. But when you guys get guys like Ed Klein, and I've interviewed Ed many times, he's the author of many books, including many anti-Clinton books, talking about the FBI and his sources, saying Hillary is, quote, guilty of sin, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And what is Hillary doing now? Well, her secret weapon has to be, is, by the way, Bill. She's sending Bill out there to talk about this. And when you hear the lame excuses and comparison Bill is making out there in the stump on behalf of Hillary, folks, she's about to get skewered by the Donald. He's going to go after her like nobody's business on this issue, and she will run, but she won't be able to hide, especially when she is currently under investigation. So we're going to break this down. You've got to hear it, and you will, on the Savage Nation. Other stories that we'll be getting to have to do with what's happening in... I have a lot of people that want to talk about this. I'm getting all sorts of feedback. Just look at what's happening on our border to the south and how quickly things are turning around with Vicente Fox saying what he had to say. And if you haven't heard that, we will get to that. Also, we need to talk a little bit about what's going on in London. Londonistan, I guess we can call it, now that they have the Muslim mayor. And I've got a nice little funny joke that'll go along with it. Oh, yes, totally politically correct, as you would expect. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation. Yes, Brian Sussman here, filling in on the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage back tomorrow. MichaelSavage.com for the news and headlines. I'm there right now. You can also pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. I've had the great pleasure of meeting little Teddy. I even dined with Teddy once. That'll be in stores on Tuesday. It's really, I'm sure it'll be a great book because Mike loves that. He loves that dog. I'm just telling you, the dog lives better than Michael does. He really is the service human. And, of course, the Savage newsletter. So here's the deal. I'm just seeing something come out moments ago when we were in break. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he's not ready to support Donald Trump as the GOP presidential nominee. Do these fools have something else up their sleeve? Why would he make this statement? Why would he say this? Why would the Speaker of the House say something like this? I know many of you are going to want to weigh in with your theories. Bring it on at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. I find it really interesting that now that it appears as if he's the presumptive nominee, unless Paul Ryan knows something I don't know, and he's going to beat Hillary's clock. We just gave you the figures regarding voter enthusiasm for the Democrats and how many people voted in the Republican primaries versus those who voted in the Democrat primaries. Millions more voted for Republicans. It's not looking good for Hillary. It's also not looking good for Hillary regarding this email scandal, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. But I find it very, very interesting that we have guys like Vicente Fox, who just a few weeks ago told Donald Trump to go F himself, now changing his tune. Now, let's go through this once again. Robert, let's go ahead and play former Mexican President Vicente Fox. This is when he told Trump he's not going to pay for the wall. Listen to this.
I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
Mm-hmm. That's Mexican President Vicente Fox. So now what does the Fox say?
What does the Fox say?
Yes. I'm humble enough, as leaders should be, compassionate leader. If I offended you, I'm sorry. But what about the other way around?
Mm-hmm. This is how deals are made, my friends. Harvey's calling from San Francisco. Harvey, welcome to the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, you know, this turnaround by Vicente Fox is very revealing. he realizes, just like you and I do, that Trump is going to be our next president. And he realizes also that our border is going to close shut, just like the vault door in a bank. And, you know, I think he's a little bit confused and a little bit perplexed right now. But I do feel that he realizes that he's been getting away with murder, as so many other of these people that are screaming really loudly right now about how unjust building a border wall would be. But, you know, that being said, they all realize that they've been getting away with murder. I think they've been looking at the American people as being stupid and foolish. And I think once that wall is built, they're going to have respect for us, because they're going to know that we're protecting ourselves and our country. And I think that right up to now, they wonder why we haven't been doing this before.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right. And, Harvey, we have been Mexico's safety valve forever. They let their people come across the border. They encourage them to come across the border. They send remittances back to Mexico. After the state-run oil company in Mexico, remittances are their second biggest source of revenue. Oh, they love it. They love it. And we're getting ripped off in the process. And you just watch it. A deal is going to be cut. And at the end of the Trump administration, I believe our relationship with Mexico is going to be better than ever. Just wait and see. And I appreciate your call from San Francisco. Now let's go to Bob, KVOR, in Colorado. Bob, another story that we've been talking about. It's at michaelsavage.com. It's sickening to know that this Navy SEAL who was killed fighting ISIS was with a group of special ops men that weren't even properly armed. Apparently, we're sending these guys into harm's way without allowing them to be armed to fight the enemy properly. This is incredible. It's all on video. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Listen, I was in the Vietnam War. I worked for intelligence. You know, we had won the Vietnam War. We had defeated the VC in the Tet Offensive. Mm-hmm. We had all but secured the country. All we had to do was secure the country. But see, what I don't understand, I lost all my buddies over there. 58,000 men died over there for what reason? Mm-hmm. If you're going to go into a war, why don't you go in there and win it? Now, you have to remember the old guys in World War, after World War II and Korea. We stopped them in Korea. China was with the North Koreans. We stopped them. Now look at what South Korea is. But what I don't understand is why would we get into a war with Iraq and not stay there and stabilize the country? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But when you get these liberals in the office, like this idiot we got now, this is what's happening to our country. We're getting into these conflicts. We don't go in there to win them. And if we turn our tail in Afghanistan, it's going to be over with.
Bob, thanks for checking in out of Colorado. I appreciate it. I mean, here's the deal. Like this crazy statement, let me go back to michaelsavage.com. Here's the headline. Special Forces had no guns in Iraq. White House says the Navy SEAL was killed in combat. But at the same time, the White House says he was not in a combat mission. So how do you get killed in combat when you're not in a combat mission? And why aren't you supplying these guys with guns? Well, they're not in combat missions, so we'll let them go out there without guns. They're going to be advisors. And this is what we get. We get dead Navy SEALs as a result of this. The mind is boggled. The mind is completely boggled. I heard Trump talk about this. I know many of you have probably talked about this as well. But I find it astounding. I've seen these pictures of these ISIS convoys. They're driving all these Toyota trucks. It's miles long. The convoy's mile long. They're out in the middle of the desert. You're telling me we can't blow them to smithereens? What? And I'm looking at the convoys. There would be no collateral damage. It's the convoy, it's the road, and it's desert. If you're so worried about collateral damage, and by the way, speaking of collateral damage, if we would have been worried about that during World War II, guess what? Half the world would be speaking German right now. This is just, it's amazing. Now, let's go into, I'm not sure what Steve is saying from WABC. But, Steve, thanks for checking in. You're talking about the Navy SEAL who was killed in combat, even though it wasn't a combat mission. Thanks for calling. Maybe you can help me out with this story.
It's a little bit not on the fact that he was ill-equipped. It was on the issue that some of the national TV stations didn't end it with him dying a hero. Now we're finding out he was possibly not even armed. But they went back 37 years to his grandfather involved in the Keating scandal, and they dragged that up along with his name. I thought that was disgraceful.
Why would they? My God. Jeez. What? What? Oh. Why would you even talk about something like that?
They brought that up. And I called CBS.
Now, see, I didn't know there was any connection because his last name is Keating. So there's a connection to that. And they have to bring that. This is a dead Navy SEAL. This is a U.S. Special Forces hero. The very best of the best. And this is what the media does?
Yes, it says that he was killed in combat. And he's the grandson of whatever Keating's first name was, who was involved in the 1989 Keating scandal involving senators. What that had to do with this guy's life is
nothing
on me.
Nothing.
Go back to his great-grandfather, who might have owned slaves. I mean, I don't understand what the whole point of saying his grandfather was, and CBS to crawl off all day.
It's just the media's way of disrespecting one of our best and brightest, as if to say, well, he deserved it. He was a bad egg anyway. Come on. This is sickening. Thanks for your call. That's a mind blower. That is a mind blower. See, this is what needs to change in this country. If we're going to send our military in, let's send them in to do what they do so well. And I'm reading the polls even today. You know, 57%, according to this Pew poll, 57% of Americans say, America first. It's about time. Can we learn from all of this? America first. It's time. We're spending all this money for what? We're spending all this money for what? And this is what Trump also said. Take a listen to clip one. Clip one, please.
When I make speeches, I say, we protect Germany, we protect Japan, we protect South Korea. You know, many, many people, sophisticated people in the audience, they didn't even know that. They have to help us. We don't get reimbursed for what this massive amount of work and energy and weaponry, what it's costing.
It's amazing. We need to be reimbursed. This is a new day and age, folks. You know, everyone in Washington, D.C. thinks money grows on trees and we, the taxpayer, are the trees. Let's go to Vince. Vince right now, calling from WABC. Vince, we just gave the word that has just come in that Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, is not backing Trump at this time. What do you think is up the sleeve of these Republicans? Go ahead, please.
My opinion is, and thanks for having me on the show, is that I think they probably have somebody waiting on the fringe for when the convention time comes around. That's my opinion on that.
Well, this is just outlandish. Why would you're the Speaker of the House, and he's supposed to be this great unifying figure. This would be a great time to have a little press conference and welcome Donald into the fold. Get behind him. Why wouldn't he make... Mitch McConnell said he was going to be behind him earlier today.
Right. Well, that's what I
don't know. I don't know, Vince. Vince, thanks for your call. I'm not sure. Maybe Steve, listening on KLIF, can sum it up for us. Steve, what's going on here with the Republican Party? What's happening in your opinion?
I believe they're trying to commit suicide by the death of 1,237 cuts. They are, I mean, well, I saw Priebus the other day. I believe it was like Good GMA or something like that. And they were like, you know, well, what do you think now? And the arrogance of the establishment is astounding. He honestly looks at the American public and says, well, you know what? You know, now that he seems to be the odds on nominee, he's really going to need our help. He can't do it without us.
No.
Which I'm looking at him going, he's been doing it without you the whole time.
Totally. I mean, and all the money spent against him was just incredible. Steve, maybe you're right. Maybe this is really what's happening. You know, they're pretending as if they're welcoming him with open arms, but at the same time, they will try to sabotage his campaign because at the end of the day, these establishment types would rather have Hillary win than the Donald win, because if Hillary wins, it's business as usual. if Donald wins, it's very possible the entire apple cart could get tipped over. And I'm sure you agree, and I appreciate your call. All right, so that's it. Let's go ahead and take some more calls just around the corner. It's a pleasure to be filling in on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman here, filling in for Dr. Savage, who is back tomorrow, and this is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
That's just in. House Speaker Paul Ryan, television interview, not ready to support or endorse the presumptive Republican nominee, Donald Trump. You heard him. I'm just not ready. This guy's going to be the chairman of the GOP convention in Cleveland. I'm just not ready. I hope to, though, and I want to. I've interviewed Ryan many times, and it's interesting. As soon as you criticize him or debate him on an issue where he doesn't seem to be conservative, he turns it around so quick. This guy's quick on his feet. He's slick. He's everything I dislike about politicians. He's the reason why Trump's the presumptive nominee right now. But listen to what he said. I'm just not ready to endorse Trump. I'm just not ready. I hope to, though, and I want to. What does that even mean? I hope to and I want to? Well, then just do it. You want him to come up and kiss you, rub your tummy? What do you want him to do? I'm just not ready. I hope to, though, and I want to. Here's Barbara, WMAL. Barbara, what do you think's going on? You're close to D.C. What's happening here?
Well, I think it's very interesting that Ryan made this comment, because just yesterday, someone in this D.C. area who follows politics very closely was telling me that a plan is afoot to run a third candidate so that the vote will be split three ways, and then no one will get the 270 electoral votes required, and then the Congress, according to the Constitution, the Congress would elect the president, and that would be Paul Ryan.
Well, you may be onto something here. Barbara, thanks for checking in. We got to talk about this, my friends. Here's Ron at WJR. Ron, quickly, please. You're on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
Yeah, great. Hey, thanks for getting me in there. Hey, I'm disappointed, too, with this Ryan deal. I don't know. I don't know if these guys in Washington are afraid of Trump. I mean, he's a very intelligent individual. He learns quick. He picked up a lot of things quick. I think they're afraid of him getting in there, understanding how the nooks and crannies of their business works, financially how things work a little better. I think that scares them.
Sure. Yeah, it's because they're finally going to have an adult in the Oval Office who will be able to look at everything going on, including the balance, you know, the profit and loss statement, so to speak, saying, what in the beep is going on here? This has got to get fixed or you're all out of here. Because that's what you would do in the business world. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. I'm his buddy out here on the left coast, broadcasting from KSFO, where I host a morning show on Mike's flagship station. He'll be back tomorrow. MichaelSavage.com for all the news and headlines. And that website is blowing up right now. There's so much to talk about. Also, don't forget, when you go to michaelsavage.com, you can pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. It's in stores on Tuesday. I've met Teddy. Teddy is a one-of-a-kind dog, and truly, Mike is his service human. Subscribe to the Savage newsletter. Go to michaelsavage.com as well, and Facebook, and of course, Twitter, at A Savage Nation. So this is the big news. What's going on here? A lot of people want to talk about it. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Here's the big news. Paul Ryan on the tube moments ago, television interview. This is the Speaker of the House. This is the guy who is the chairman of the soon-to-come GOP convention in Cleveland. He says he's not ready to support or endorse presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. Listen to his statement. Here we go.
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to. But I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
First of all, listen to what he said. I'm just not ready. I hope to, though, and I want to. Typical politician. Typical politician. Let me state something so it can be interpreted in as many ways as possible and sound like I'm there when I'm really not there, but just in case, I'm just not ready to support or endorse Trump. I hope to, though, and I want to. Well, if you want to, why don't you just do it? And by the way, I disagree with that. Donald Trump has been, he has the lion's share of delegates to this point. He doesn't have the 1237, but he will. He will. I have a friend, by the way, who was at the California Republican Convention this past weekend. All the candidates were there. All three of the guys were there. My friend is a big wheel in the California Republican Party. Very conservative guy. Met with Cruz. A private meeting with Cruz and a few other people. And they all talked about the latest internal polling, which showed he was going to get slaughtered in Indiana and he will get creamed in California. And so it was on Saturday at the convention that the determination was made after the Indiana vote, we're likely going to have to call it quits. So Cruz backed out knowing that Trump was going to be the guy. Trump will get the 1237. He will get the 1237. So what is House Speaker Ryan talking about here? I'm just not ready to endorse him or support him right now. I hope to, though, and I want to, though. And then he went on saying, but, you know, he was essentially saying, you know, it's up to Trump to unify the party. No, dude, you're the Speaker of the House. You're the guy who was a vice presidential candidate 4 years ago. You're the guy who's going to chair the GOP convention. I think the olive branch should be extended from you to Mr. Trump. Trump has been elected by the people to this point. You're what the people are rebelling against. It's time for you to step up and talk to Mr. Trump. Now, he said something else. I have not heard this clip, but Robert, the producer of The Savage Nation, has pulled this. Let's all listen to it together. Robert, please.
It's time to set aside bullying, to set aside belittlement, and appeal to higher aspirations, appeal to what is good in us, and to lead a country and a party to having a vast majority of Americans enthusiastic about choosing a path.
Can I tell you something? When it comes to Hillary, I don't want the higher road. And the people who have been supporting Trump don't want it either. I don't want the higher road. If there's a scintilla of truth to the scandals that she's been in, that she's accused of being involved in over the years, I want him to talk about it. I mean, this is what he's been. He's unconventional. We've never seen a politician like this. Can we all agree on this? We've never seen a guy like this. And for better or for worse, and at this point in time, you would have to say for better, he took those 17 candidates, or the 16 candidates, and he basically dismissed each one. Now, some of you say it was, might say it was, wasn't classy. Some of you might say it wasn't fair. Some of you might say it wasn't becoming of someone who wants to be the president of the United States. But this is what he did. I like it. The only thing I can figure out, my friends, is that it's like trash talking before a boxing match. It's like the trash talking that goes on in professional sports. You get in somebody's head. You rattle their cage. I'm watching the NBA playoffs right now. My gosh, the trash talking that's going on. So this is what I believe Trump was doing, and it worked. It worked. He cleared the field. He cleared the field. For better or for worse, he cleared the field. I mean, he took out the two guys that I was supporting right off the bat. I'm just telling you. The only guy I gave money to was Carson. He cleared Carson out of there. I liked Rick Perry a lot. He cleared him out. Okay, he's our guy. Trump is the guy. And Trump is going to absolutely cream Hillary. And I've always been one of these guys. Hashtag never Hillary. I want a bully. I want a guy who's going to be going out. I want somebody to talk about when the Clintons turned the IRS into the Gestapo, when they were going after prominent conservative groups with the IRS. I want to hear about the FBI files that the Clintons had assembled and were using on GOP enemies. I want Donald to talk about how they looted the White House when they left the first time around. I want to hear about the sale of high-tech secrets to China. I want to hear about her landing under sniper fire in Bosnia. I want to hear about Whitewater again. Sure, bring it up. All of her friends went to jail, but not the Clintons. I want to hear about Travelgate. I want it all brought up again and more. And guess what? The stakes are very, very high. I don't want the high road. I want the down and dirty. This is a battle for the future of our country. Bring it on. We got the guy to do it. If this is our guy, he's going to be the guy to do it. So what say you? 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. What's going on here with Ryan? Is there another plan? Is there a plan to try take this nomination away from the Donald? Let's go to Steve. Steve's calling in God's country. He's up in Montana. KYYA. How you doing, Steve?
Ryan, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Listen, just to the point, Paul Ryan, the olive branch, he is of the people, by the people, for the people. But right now, he is so self-centered, so self-serving, that he can't see how the populace of the United States of America, Republican, has voted Trump. And I guess this is just kind of how it is. We are so separated from Congress that we are out here. We have said, hey, we cast our vote, our hands are waving, and you know what? We are not being heard by the head of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the very Speaker of the House says, nope, I'm not ready to endorse Trump. And then he says, I hope to, though, and I want to. Steve, what does that even mean?
You know, I don't even know. It's to me, it's just self-serving. And for somebody in his position to be that self-serving when there is America out here who has said enough is enough, we need a leader. And he is turning a blind eye. I don't know, you know, and I just appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate everything that is brought up on the Savage Nation. I appreciate you, Brian. And
Steve, where do you live in Montana? I love Montana, by the way. I've been there many, many times. Where do you live in Montana?
In Billings, Montana, and
it's
country up here. You ever make, you get my phone number, you give me a call, we'll take you out fishing, and
time. All I know is when I've been to, I've been to, for example, the first time I was in Cody, Wyoming, I'm thinking of, you know, Buffalo Bill Cody, right? Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill could have settled any place in the United States. He picks that location. I'm there thinking, I know why. I'm looking around. It is the most beautiful country you could ever imagine. It's like a scene out of Lord of the Rings or something. It's absolutely drop-dead beautiful. Anyway, thanks, Steve, for calling from Montana. Love Montana. Love, love, love Montana. Let's go to Sandy, WABC. Okay, here we go from Montana to the big city. How you doing, Sandy? Go ahead, please.
I'm doing great. I'm actually calling to mention that I don't believe anybody in the Republican Party, any of the last couple of people running for president, even really gave a damn about the people. Everybody thought Kasich was such a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. He didn't really care what the people thought. He didn't care if he was elected by the people. He wanted to do what he wanted to do for whatever his own personal reason is. I just feel everybody's neglecting the people. And the people want Trump. So...
The people, and look what's happening in this country, Sandy, and I appreciate your call. Lines breaking up just a little bit. Think about this. On both sides of the aisle, Trump, Sanders, people are sick of business as usual. They're just absolutely sick of it. Two contrasting worldviews, you know, the ideology of socialism and then capitalism over here, but the people are sick of it. We're tired of it. We look at where it's gotten us to. There's such great strife in this country. And I'm sure, like, well, let's talk more about this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We still have plenty of time. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.
It's a pretty huge story in the political world. Hey, this is not Dr. Savage. This is his friend, Brian Sussman, out here on the left coast. Mike's back tomorrow. MichaelSavage.com. And the new book, Teddy. Yeah, the Teddy book. Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. It's about his dog, Teddy. It's in stores Tuesday. You can pre-order it. Now, the big news, politically speaking, is Speaker Paul Ryan, who will serve as chairman of the GOP convention in Cleveland, telling CNN, and we'll play the audio just a bit, that he's not ready to support or endorse Donald Trump. Says, I'm just not ready. And he says this, oh, just slick like a politician. I am just not ready. I hope to, though, and I want to. What? Well, then just do it. Then he goes on to say that Trump needs to be the guy who extends the olive branch. When in fact, you know, Trump has been elected to this point by the people. The people. Paul Ryan is the Republican Party. You'd think Paul Ryan would be opening arms. Reince Priebus apparently has. Mitch McConnell has. What's going on here? What is going on here? Diana is checking in from Florida, WBOB. Diana, go ahead. You're up on The Savage Nation.
Hi. I just want to say that this is another sign of the corruption that's going on in our own Republican Party, and that the reason why we're voting Trump in is to get rid of the fat in the government, to make us a lean, mean fighting machine and get us back on track.
I'm with you on that, and this is a sign of the establishment. This is the sign of corruption within the establishment. This is a sign of the establishment not listening to the people, not listening to the people. You know, they've wanted more voters, and they got them. In the primaries thus far, millions more have voted for Republicans than Democrats. They've got everything they've ever wanted, so what's the problem? Oh, it's not one of their guys. I've got you. Confessions of a Service Human. In other words, Teddy's the boss. I've seen it in action. Truly, Michael tastes the food before Teddy gets to eat. Teddy is a character. Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human, in stores Tuesday. You can pre-order at michaelsavage.com. And, of course, at A Savage Nation on Twitter. These are wild times. If you're a political junkie, this is it. Now we've got Hillary, of course. She's in the hot seat with these emails, and this is becoming more and more serious with each day, and she's taken her husband out there to do her bidding. And Bill's defense goes something like this. It's really weird. It's like he's saying, no. It's like she's getting caught going too fast in a speed limit, but you guys reduced the speed after she was clocked on radar. At the time she was on radar, she was going at the proper speed, but now that you're bringing this evidence into court, you've reduced the speed. I mean, some weird, just Here's the deal. I mean, she's saying that Clinton's, he is saying that her emails were retroactively classified as confidential or secret or top secret after she received or sent them. But that's not true. Andrew Napolitano had an excellent piece today in the Washington Times where he's talking about this. He's that libertarian judge you see on Fox. And he says emails are confidential, secret, or top secret at the time they're created, whether they're marked or not. And he reminds us that Clinton signed an oath after she was instructed by the FBI on how to properly take care of electronic communication. And she blew all of that off. And so my question is, she says, no, they weren't marked classified at the time. Okay, so you're telling me you did not know that satellite photographs of a North Korean nuclear facility were classified? You had no idea. Are you that dumb? You had no idea that transcript from wiretaps of Yemen intelligence agents' cell phone calls, you didn't know that was classified or even top secret? You had no idea? You had no idea that the itinerary of Chris Stevens, the ambassador to Libya, in the days before his murder wasn't classified? You had no idea that the true names of American undercover intelligence agents wasn't classified? Is that what you're telling me? Because all that was on your server. That was all in your emails. She could still be in big trouble, folks. So you've got that story. Then the other story you have, besides my dog barking in the background, you have RNC staffers instructed to leave if they don't back Donald Trump. This is according to the Republican National Committee. Apparently. Now, what's that all about? So on the one hand, you have Republican National Committee staffers saying, listen, if you're not going to back Donald Trump, this is an article in the New York Times, then take off. So what do you say about this? Now you've got Speaker Ryan coming out. You're going to rehear the audio in just a moment if you're just joining us on the Savage Nation. Speaker Ryan says, no, I'm not ready to endorse Trump yet. You've got that. And then you've got George H.W. and George W. saying, we're not going to the convention. Then you've got Romney not going to the convention. Romney was running mate with Ryan last time around, right? And you've got others like Ben Sasse saying, I'm not going. So if you're not going, I guess that means you're not supporting. And if you're not supporting, I'm guessing that means you're not voting. And if you're not voting, then you'd rather have Hillary. Which is probably true. This is nuts. Then you've got one more here. Let me see. This is, well, okay. Let's listen. Robert, if you could. Robert's the producer of the program. Play this clip just coming in from CNN of Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, regarding backing Trump at this point. Take a listen.
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to, but I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
Okay, the presumptive nominee, he's brought more people in than you ever dreamed. He's done something. Now, listen, I know there are a lot of Cruz supporters who are otherwise really great people, right? And I was just like you. I had my all the candidates, and I had my checkoff boxes, pros, cons, pros, cons, pros, cons. I did that just with you. Ted Cruz, a lot of pros. But at the same time, if you get outside of these conservative circles where we listen to talk radio and we watch Fox News, we do get outside to people who are otherwise conservative, but they're not listening to this stuff. They're not watching this stuff. They're just good-hearted people going to their jobs, raising their kids. Yeah, I usually vote Republican. Yeah, I'm pretty conservative. Yeah, I'm socially conservative. Yeah, I'm fiscally conservative. I'm not way into it like you, Sussman, but yeah, I'm ask them about Ted Cruz. They say, no, he's not appealing. And you're saying, well, what the hell's the matter with these people? It's not about appeal. It's about positions. It's 2016. We've just had a rock star in the White House for the last 8 years. It's a new game in America. You got to have some appeal. You've got to have some pizzazz. You've got to be able to get the headlines. You've got to know how to manipulate the media. You've got to know how to bring in people who haven't voted for years. You need to learn how to bring in people from the other party or independents, etc. The GOP finally got their guy, but I guess he's not the right guy. So let's go to Bill in Arkansas. Bill, K-F-A-Y. I'm guessing that's Fayette, Arkansas. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good. Yeah, first-time caller. I've just got some, I think I understand what Paul Ryan was saying, and I wanted to share my thoughts.
Go ahead.
To me, I think the reason that he's saying he can't get behind Trump yet is because Trump has really still not come out with any sort of substance on what he actually stands for. It's all very high level, very in the clouds, feel good language, but there's no substance to any of it. And I think that conservatives who really pay attention are concerned about that.
Well, here's the three. Here, listen, Trump knows how. Trump has laid this out, and I appreciate your call. I believe Trump has laid this out like a reality TV show. I'm serious. I believe he has. I believe he was looking at the lay of the land over many years and saying, well, look at these ISIS people. We're not doing anything about it. We've got the best military in the world. We do nothing. He looks at the economy. It's not doing well in most quarters. And he's saying, what's the matter with these idiots in Washington, D.C.? How come they're putting in these policies, these regulations? Why are they doing this, that, and the other? Somebody's got to fix this. We got to make America great again. And then he looks at all of the stuff going on at our southern border and says, we got to do something here. This is crazy. We need to build a wall. We can't build a wall. We need to make America great again. I'm sure it was a series of conversations. And then he said, you know, I can do this better than all of them. They don't know how to run campaigns. They don't know how to grab an audience. I know how to grab an audience. I can get on TV. I can rule the TV medium. This is what Trump said. Now, for better or for worse, this is what Trump said, I'm sure. And he scripted this thing out like a reality TV show. And he's realized you got to have a message. Just like the Democrats. See? On the Republican side, we got to have substance. We've got to have all the points. No. You get into the weeds with substance and you lose your audience right now. Eyes roll over, eyes glaze over. The Democrats have always played this well. They stick to their talking points. You ask them a question about the weather and screw the weather, they will tell you a talking point. You try to get them off topic and they will get right back to their talking points. And that works. In a 24/7 media that you have to learn to own, with social media that adds layers upon that, you have to stick to your message. You just have to. And Trump has done this. He's got his 3 points. 3 points are build the wall, get rid of ISIS, fix the economy. That's it. Boom, boom, boom. You want further details on those points? You got to go to his website. He'll give you a little more. That's it. He's doing it the way it needs to be done in 2016. He figured it out. He's the guy. There were a lot of very good men who were trying to go for that prize. They couldn't play the game with Trump. So there it is. This is what you got. Deal with it. Deal with it. You don't vote for Trump? You really want Hillary? You really want Hillary. For those of you who are saying, well, you know, she might be better than never Trump, never Trump. Okay, what about her position on the Second Amendment? Can we talk about that for a moment? You know what she will do to the Second Amendment? Have you ever heard her talk about the Australian-style gun ban? Oh, she has. She thinks it's really cool what they've done in Australia, taking away perhaps millions of guns. She thinks that's great. She wants to allow crime victims to sue gun manufacturers. She wants to allow crime victims to sue gun sellers. She wants to replace our instant background check system with an indefinite background check system. She wants to outlaw private gun sales. This is what Hillary wants to do to your Second Amendment. How about your First Amendment? See, I like it when people are politically incorrect because that's our First Amendment. They want to shut that down. What the heck do you think Hillary Clinton would do with the FCC? What do you think Donald Trump would do with the FCC? He's been in the broadcast biz. He's been in the television biz. He'd like to loosen up those regulations as opposed to tighten them and squelch freedom of speech. Okay, I've just taken care of Amendment 1 and Amendment 2. So what do you want? He may not be your perfect guy. He may not even be your guy, but right now he's the guy. And yet it seems as if behind the scenes there's an effort even still to get rid of him. And you really think that somebody else is going to step in and beat Hillary? I believe that these establishment types who want this contested convention at this point in time would rather have Hillary. That's just me. But what about you? Still a little time to check in on the Savage Nation. In fact, I think we can probably go to Ann briefly at WFTL. Ann, quickly, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Any Republican who does not support Trump should be voted out of office. It's time that the American people bully them with a strong message. We will not vote for you again if you keep up this behavior. Personally, I'd rather vote for a Republican that held dog catcher office than McCain or Paul Ryan.
And, you know, every time we have one of these revolutions, all these politicians get before us and say, oh, yes, we're gonna get rid of Obamacare. Oh, yes, we're going to lower taxes. Oh, yeah, and they never do it. They never do it. It's time. It's time. It's time. And if they're not in support of the presumptive nominee, then guess what? They could be replaced even during this next election or certainly the next time around, because there is, as Savage was saying yesterday, there's a revolution taking place. There's a phase shift, a paradigm shift in America. Are you going to say, these are the cards that have been dealt, let's make the best of it? Brian Sussman, proud to be filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation. Always a blast to get behind this microphone. The thing I love talking to the people all over the country. It's such a thrill. Such a thrill. So thanks, Mike, for giving me the opportunity. Michael's back tomorrow. Don't forget the book, Teddy and Me. Teddy and Me. It's about his little doggy Teddy, who I've met. And hoping to have Michael on my program even tomorrow to talk about this book. It comes out on Tuesday. Oftentimes he gives me the jump on these interviews, which is pretty cool. But great speaking to the Savage Nation. I'm sure that some of the dyed-in-the-wools who are saying, no, we need to have a contested convention. I'll refrain from my thoughts. Folks, we just need to get behind the guy, okay? That has the lion's share of delegates to the point where Cruz and Kasich realized they were toast. They were toast. They dropped out. For those of you who like Ted Cruz, guess what? He has a very long shelf life ahead of him. He's a young guy. He can try this again in 10 years or even 20 years. Chris Christie is now being charged with asking Paul Ryan about his lack of an endorsement for Trump at this point. So they're sending in Luca Brasi. It's Luca. When you watch The Godfather, remember Luca, the hitman? Christie looks just like Luca. Looks exactly like him. So Trump is sending Luca, go talk to this Ryan guy. Would you please talk to him? Why is he talking to him? Because Ryan made this asinine statement. What is he doing? This is the Speaker of the House. The chairman of the coming convention says this on CNN. Take a listen.
I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now. And I hope to, though, and I want to, but I think what is required is that we unify this party. And I think the bulk of the burden on unifying the party will have to come from our presumptive nominee.
So I can endorse him now. I want to. I hope to. What? No, you could do that right now if you wanted to. What else is up this guy's sleeve? So now he's saying, no, Trump, you need to unify the party, so Trump is sending Luca. Luca will do his bidding. Luca will do his bidding. Ryan also said this. Robert, if you could play the second clip.
It's time to set aside bullying to set aside belittlement and appeal to higher aspirations, appeal to what is good in us, and to lead a country and a party to having a vast majority of Americans enthusiastic.
Listen, if it's going to be Trump versus Hillary, take the gloves off. I want down and dirty. Down and dirty. On this Cinco de Mayo, or as the President of the United States said one year, remember when he called it Cinco de Cuatro? Remember that? He also said we had 57 states. Robert, do you have that? Cinco de Cuatro? Let's leave him with a laugh. No time? Cinco de Cuatro. Folks, have a great Cinco de Mayo. Drive carefully, whatever you do.